Must be Monday. How you feeling there? Oh, you look great to me.
Woke up after midnight. Both my neck and arms were sore. On my upper lip, there's a growth I've never seen before. And I wish that there was someone I could call. The WGN hotline.
Go ahead, sing along. You know you want to.
I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now. I've got a stomach pain that's low, fungus on my toe, and I need you now.
Dr. Kevin Mostheim.
He's from Central DuPage Hospital. Call Dr. Most right now.
It's 6:41 in the morning. Before we get to Dr. Most, I wanted to mention that the Prince George reference that President Obama made reminded me, because I don't think I talked about this on the air. Susan Ellison, who is one of the best hotel people in the world by far, and a friend of mine, handles the promotions and marketing, all of that for the Peninsula. So last, one of the great hotels in the world. And last week when I was talking about the Prince George robe, I referenced the Peninsula as a place where you'd get the big fluffy robes. Yeah. Well, she monogrammed one and sent it to me.
Cool.
Yeah.
What is it, SC or just
SLC?
Oh.
Yeah. Stevie Lee.
You get the full monogram.
Yeah.
Well, that's cute.
Why don't you wear it to work?
Well, we're doing staff pictures tomorrow, so I'll probably just wear that and nothing else.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Put my big Flintstone feet up so the camera gets those as well. At 6:43, where's Dr. Most? The guy's available every Monday. Where is he? He's never missed a time. Should we be worried?
He's at the Hilton in D.C., so we're having a little issue connecting with him via the Hilton.
Yeah, he's at a medical conference.
So the Hilton can't find him.
We found him.
Okay, we got Dr. Most now. Good God, man, I was worried about you.
I'm glad somebody was, Steve. No one else seems to be worried about me, so I'm glad you are.
I worry. Why am I getting an echo? Are you hearing that echo?
I am not.
Okay, hold on, Doc. Hold on. You got to redial. All right, back to Dr. Kevin Most, 100% echo-free. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine Impact Every Day. Why are you in Washington?
I was invited to come to the American Hospital Association board meeting this weekend. So kind of learning or figuring out how hospitals are changing, and fascinating meetings. It's very nice.
And are the meetings going on now, or are they complete?
No. They started on Friday. They'll go through Wednesday, but I come back later on this afternoon.
On Thursday, you and I and Andrea Darlis will be out at Ziggy Troy's in Woodridge at their par 3 golf course playing as a part of the CDGA event. What's this thing?
Yeah, you know, it's Sunshine Through Golf. This is their big fundraiser. And, you know, the cool thing about CDGA is a lot of us who play golf, we think of them as they do our handicaps. But in fact, no, they do much more than that. And this is the grassroots foundation that actually helps kids and adults with disabilities who love the game of golf get to play the game of golf. And it's kind of cool. We don't even think about the individual who's in a wheelchair and enjoys watching golf, that they'd like to play golf. And CDGA allows that to happen, having, hundreds of clinics and thousands of kids impacted, as well as veterans. So it's really cool.
And this is a 100 holes of golf marathon. Are we playing 100 holes?
We will not be playing 100. I think we're going to end up playing like 27. We're going to play 3 balls on each hole for 9 holes. We'll set a score. And they've already set us up. So any listeners who want to donate to either you, myself, or Andrea,
That's cool.
Can just go on their website. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm the leader in the clubhouse with the donation.
CDGA.org. So you can donate to any of us?
Yeah, you can pick which one, pick your favorite person. And I figure that Andrea is probably going to kick our,
I think so.
It's usually how it happens around here anyway, Dave.
And the money goes to the Sunshine Through Golf Foundation, which supports the causes that you just mentioned.
Correct. Yep.
CDGAfoundation.org/marathon. You can donate directly there.
Yeah, or sunshinethroughgolf.org. Either one of them will get you there. And like I said, we all play golf. Those of us who like it, donate the cost of a sleeve of balls, or donate a 9-hole round to one of us, and pick which one's your favorite, and let's raise some money and and let kids and adults who have disabilities enjoy the game as much as we do.
All right, let's talk some medicine here. TB, mumps, and polio. Why are they back in the news?
Yeah, how about it? It's kind of weird when you think about it. TB, mumps, and polio. And let's go to polio because I think it's absolutely fascinating.
Polio for 100.
We have not had a case of polio here in the United States for 23 years, and that just talks about our great public health system that we have. But polio is still going on around the world. As a matter of fact, cases are still rampant in countries like Afghanistan and Pakistan. We've had this vaccine since Jonas Salk got it for us, called the oral polio vaccine, and people might have remembered taking a little squirt in their mouth when they were young or giving it to their kids at the doctor's office. Well, what we did is we eradicated polio type 2 in the world. So now there's only two other strains of polio that are existing. So what the World Health Organization did over 2 weeks was switched out all the vaccine in the entire world.
In 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks. Now,
it's pretty impressive.
They got 132, as of this morning, 132 of the 155 countries have switched. But you think about that. Remote rural Africa, China, Russia, places where it takes days to even get there, the World Health Organization is almost pulled it off completely. They'll probably pull it off this week. Yeah,
it's very impressive. Very impressive.
Yeah.
Is the vaccination problem, is that have anything to do with the fraudulent autism story and the Jenny McCarthy thing and these non-vaxxers, or is that a totally different deal?
It's a totally different deal, which is great because, you know, the hype and all that that's happened here in the States, we need to go out and look at what's happening when you have cases of polio and kids that are paralyzed because of a disease that is still wild and rampant in portions of the world. And forget about the autism, you guys. We're talking about kids who die from this still and kids who are paralyzed from this. And it's a terrible disease. And fortunately, the World Health Organization has stepped up and they're going to pull this off.
And we do want to remind people, though, once again, because whenever this comes up, even if I bring it up myself, there is no link between vaccinations and autism. None. Zero. Zip. There, nada.
Yep. And here, the reason that we're switching over is because still with this oral polio vaccine is a weakened live virus. So there still are some side effects, not here in the United States. We do not have a live virus anymore for the past 20 years. So we have a dead virus just like the flu vaccine, and there's no problems with it whatsoever. And like I said, we have not had a case in the United States in 23 years.
Doc, I got the TB, mumps, polio shot. I think most of us did. But you hear about these outbreaks most recently, I think, on the campus of Purdue, the mumps outbreak. Does it mean if you got the vaccine, you are not going to get, are you completely immune? Or I guess how to defend yourself
from this? I feel
like
I had mumps. Would I have had mumps?
You could have had mumps.
You had chicken pox. I feel like I had mumps.
You might have. And Andre, it's a great question. You know, when we first gave those MMR vaccines as a child, we thought this was going to be lifetime immunity. So we thought, boy, that's done. We're done with that. Well, we've proven that it's not. And just recently, last week, cases in Harvard may even impact graduation at Harvard. Locally here, we had the outbreak at Eastern Illinois. So this is a virus that we may need to show that college guys are going to get a booster because they're getting exposed to international kids who have not been vaccinated.
Right.
And we see that immunity may be waning a little bit.
So how do we know if we need a booster?
Well, right now we are not saying go get one, but you're going to start seeing more and more colleges say, you know, it'd be a good idea if you got a booster because kids live together so closely in college towns that all they need is one person to do it, and it'll spread. We could do blood tests on everybody to check their immunity, but I think what in fact will happen is we'll see a change where we will be getting a booster probably at the age of 16, 17, 18.
Texter from the 630, every time I hear Doc Most, I remember when he was my primary care physician almost 30 years ago in a strip mall on Ogden Avenue. I miss him.
Wow.
How about that?
That is pretty nice. You know, that is where I started my roots there back in Naperville with working for CDH when I first finished my residency at Lutheran General. So I appreciate the shout out.
And today, when you're not paying attention in these meetings that you scammed the trip to Washington for, we're looking for the best and worst advice your mother ever gave you. It's day one of the text question for Mother's Day. So feel free to text me that and we'll use your answer because I love your mom. I'm not so sure about you and your brothers, but your mom's great.
Did I tell you the haircut story?
No, what's the haircut story?
So my mom used to cut our hair. I mean, we have, four boys here, and taking four boys to the barber is probably expensive, and we didn't have that, so my mom used to cut our hair. She cut my hair so bad one day that I had to go to the barber. And the barber, John, over in Yorktown, looks at me and says, I don't know where you got your last haircut, but stay way away from that, whoever did that before. So I look at him, and I tell him it was my mom, and he laughs. And my mom used to walk there because she used to work there. And now, so John knows my mom and always asks about her. But he's retiring this year, and he's been cutting my hair for the past, 35 years.
Ever since your mother tried to ruin your social life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, get it, believe me. All right, before you go, the tuberculosis piece of this, similar?
Yeah, TB, the interesting thing about TB is there's still, the history of TB at its prime was killing one of seven people in the United States and around the world. Fortunately, we have medications now. And here in the United States, we have great identification as far as locating somebody who has TB and making sure they take the medication. Not true in third world countries. As a matter of fact, there's still 10 million cases of TB in the world, and about 1.5 million people die from TB. Investigators in Stanford have come up with a new blood test that can be done in real time. So now you're going to have these people in remote areas. They're going to be able to be tested and identified and treated very quickly, because TB, unfortunately, can live in your body without symptoms. And then when you get a little down, a little immune down, it comes up and you have bad things happen to you. So early identification will allow us to treat more and hopefully really get to a point of eradication with TB as well.
You have fun in Washington, buddy.
Yeah. I'm at the Hilton where the White House Correspondents' Dinner was Saturday night.
You see any drunken stars flopping around there?
Yeah, Wolf Blitzer, I saw Chris Matthew. The amazing thing is what they do when the president moves a series of and probably 20 blocks from the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And it is unbelievable. Everything shut down. We had bomb-sniffing dogs everywhere. Secret Service. I'll tell you, the Secret Service were the most polite people, because I didn't want to do anything wrong. They were super polite, and we should be pretty proud of the way we protect our president.
Oh, I agree with that completely. But the one thing you definitely want to do around Secret Service is look nervous and skitterish. That doesn't set them off at all. Dave, do you have something for Dr. Most? You're waving at me.
No, nothing.
Oh, you don't want to talk to Dr. Most?
No.
Dr. Most?
No, I just wanted to see what time I should be there Thursday.
Dr. Most, what's the problem with you and Dave?
Hey, Dave, if you'd like to join us, I am sure the CDGA would love to have all four of us out there.
Yeah. All right, Dave, you're in.
Now you can't have all your Northwestern people calling. I was looking for that Northwestern donation group. You can't dilute my...
Because he works for Northwestern. Yeah,
yeah, this could be awkward. Maybe next time.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right. Buddy, travel safe. Thank you.
You got it. Talk to you soon.
See you later, Dr. Most. Bye. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Impact every day. How'd you sleep last night? The stop yawn talking thing is really catching on, because people want to get the right mattress and stop yawn talking. Hey, when your hangover clears up, are you finally going to get a mattress from Mattress?
I am not hungover, and I'm going to do that this week, because I'm a little envious to hear you and Dave and all this
first
great sleep that you guys are getting.
To a cure is admitting you have a problem.
I need a better mattress. I'll admit that.
$300 store-wide savings for their end of the end of the stop talking.
What?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, you're handing this to me?
Yeah, it's good.